This is an All Ears English bonus. It's time for Idioms and Black Friday.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
Today, you'll get two awesome phrases with the word time in them to help you stand out with more natural English vocabulary. Plus, you'll learn some details about our incredible bundle available on Black Friday only, so you can make time for more real English. Hello, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm great, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have trouble making time for everything that you want to do?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm really terrible about prioritizing what I really want to do and then not getting done the things that I need to do.
It's you guys, there is so much to do in our lives today for everyone, for us, for you listening. That's why for Black Friday this year, which is on November 25th, we have a very special bundle only available this day, you guys, the Make Time for English bundle, because we know how motivated you are to improve your English. We're getting into the end of the year. It's time to get ready for 2023. Right? And so everything in this package is lifetime access. And with everything in here, guys, we can't tell you exactly what it is. We'll give you some clues. But with everything in here, you get to save 40% on this bundle, but it's Black Friday only. So we're going to teach you some phrases today, but you can pause the podcast right now and go to allearsenglish.com/Black Friday to sign up so you don't miss this special offer. Aubrey, can we give some hints about what students might learn in this lifetime access package?
Yes, you guys. No, actually, I don't know. I'm just kidding. I actually do know this time. Yeah, guys, we are going to talk about business, socializing. You're going to get a lot of good details about speaking. How should you practice speaking to really improve? And you guys need this because the holiday season is coming. You need to have those skills and the vocabulary. You need to be social at all of the fun parties that are coming up.
Totally. Oh my gosh. And guys, we want to motivate you to make time for English because we know how difficult that is. And if you have access to all of these things, you will make time. Grammar, vocab, there's everything is going to be in this bundle, guys. So let's talk about a few idioms related to the word time because that is really our theme this Black Friday. So what's the first idiom with time?
Yeah, so I guess because this is all about making time, let's start with that, right?
Nice.
What does that mean to make time for something? This very much is about something extra that you have to carve out the time for. You have to create this time out of nowhere because you're busy. So we talk about this with priorities. I am going to make time for my children, for exercise, right? Sort of something that's extra that you know is important. So you have to make that time.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be like extra in the sense of this is just totally something that won't help you. You really don't have to do it. Sometimes we do, right? Like I'm going to make time to take a nap. Like you could say that.
Totally.
But this is really more for like the things that you really want to do. And sometimes it's difficult to find time to do those things. So again, make time for English, right? And now here's the second one. I guess this is more for like taking naps like I was just talking about. Killing time. Killing time is just like doing anything that you really don't have to be doing because you're waiting for something else, you know?
Like, I totally think about last night I was at my son's baseball practice and it was too far to go home and not really long enough that I could get any errands done. So I just had to kill an hour waiting for his baseball practice to end.
Totally. Oh my gosh. I have to do that all the time because I live kind of far from where James has to do a lot of his stuff. So I never like drive back and forth. No. That's like a waste of gas. Come on. So yeah, I kill time while James is doing his sports stuff. Usually with like reading, listening to podcasts. I like to bring a comic book and just like sit under a tree. Like those are my favorite ways to kill time.
I feel like the most common, this happens on right on airplanes. And in airports when you've got a few hours to kill. So you got to find some kind of activity to kill that time.
I love those opportunities.
I love killing time. It's maybe my favorite thing to do.
But guys, you like think about if you're commuting, right? And you need to like kill half an hour while you're commuting on the train or the bus or whatever. That's when the lifetime access to all the things in this English package will come in handy. You can kill time by improving your English. And then you can make time for English by scheduling 30 minutes at lunch, right? You're like, for these 30 minutes, I am going to study with all ears English. So guys, definitely get your name on this list because Black Friday is 24 hours. That's it. This one day opportunity to save 40% on this bundle. So sign up guys right now and we will tell you when to buy. AllEarsEnglish.com/Black Friday. Sign up and then you don't have to remember, we'll email you.
Yes, I feel like our tagline should be, if you got to kill some time, why not make time for English?
Oh, it's really that's good, long, right? But I love it.
I like a long tagline. I'm
you do like a long tagline. All right, guys, we'll see you at allearsenglish.com/Black Friday. All right, cool. Aubrey, thank you.
Yep, see you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.